Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access this show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, and save the planet. What do you think? I'm also published all over the place, buymybluesky.com, which this weekend is the big weekend. We're there April 6th to the 8th. We are going to be there showing and teaching and experiencing the truth about nano chemtrails, genetics, transgenetics, chemtrails, more chemtrails. Are you getting the gist? We're going to be there again collaborating and with other activists as well to get everybody informed, active, and getting everybody going. So we're going to be there. So I've also published at other sites. You can do Google searches on me, Yahoo searches. Just type in Tony Pantelaresco and you may find yourself at a YouTube or maybe at a pod or at the Micro Effect or wherever you may find me. I've been getting calls from a lot of targeted individuals. I mean, there's not a day that goes by where I'm getting a call from somebody telling me that they are a targeted individual. And I want everybody to be aware of this because you may not think this isn't happening or this may not happen to you. I've been getting calls from targeted individuals from all walks of life. I've gotten calls from India, Catholic nuns, which are being targeted. I've got people calling me who are of the Asian persuasion of all kinds. I've had people from the Hispanic culture contact me. I've had people from the Suntan region. Kids call me. Those from the African background and the Caribbean background call me. I've had people from India call me. I've had people from Europe call me. Across the United States, across Canada, across South America. This is Australia. I don't want to forget the people from the land down under with all the thunder. New Zealand, Kiwi, and Oz in Australia. This is going on globally. 5G is going on. It's already hit in a lot of countries. The United States is not going to be the first country to have 5G up and running. I got news for you. It's already up and running in a lot of other countries. Okay, and they've already been experimenting with it throughout everywhere, including Canada. For those of us in Canada thinking it won't reach and touch us, that would be a lot of bullsh on the highest level. And I want everybody to understand this because you could be next if you aren't already being subjected to some kind of testing to see how certain frequencies are going to affect you. We talked about the Lily frequencies the other day. And as I was collaborating with another colleague and friend in regard to frequencies and stuff, and we started talking, he sends me this other link. And I'm like, holy jumping Geronimo. And I mean, this thing is huge. It's about a 30-pager. It's called Remote Neutral Monitoring. So let me repeat this. www.greatdreams.com/rnm.htm. It's funny how God brings things into our lives. Things that, surprise the hell out of me most of the time. I kind of look up and he adds, okay. But anyway, I want you to look at remote neural monitoring. And you need to pass this to everybody in your network. I will give you some examples of some of the things that can happen. You can be driving down the road, all of a sudden your mind goes blank and you are being entertained in your thoughts with whatever is being played in your head. You could be made to feel pain and suffering in parts of your body without having anything or anybody touch you. You could be seeing things that aren't there. You could be hearing things that aren't there. How many of you are hearing frequencies, you know, with the different modulations are going on? Sometimes those frequencies are directly being targeted at you. When you tell people, do you hear that? And they say no. Sometimes they don't hear it because they're so used to it, they just think it's background static. Other times, it's like they don't hear it because they are not the ones being targeted at that moment. You are. So this goes on and on and on. And this gives you the history of how this shit got started. That's what it is. I'm not going to hold any punches tonight with this one. If you have an aversion to strong English, might want to either put on a sensor or a filter because I'm not going to hold back. This is really horrific. And this is starting off in the educational school system. They start this at a young age. You have kids picking on other kids. But the bullying section may not even be a bullying thing going on, but an actual frequency that's being activated to target people or have people being targeted among young children. This can go on. This does happen. This goes on when you grow up and you are trying to find some kind of peace and quiet. And no matter where you go, you're being agitated for no reason. This is, again, a form of targeting. You know, now, what's the answer to this? Number one, if you hear in your head, you can't win. Surrender. Useless. Pointless. You don't even know what to do. You don't even know what we're doing. We got you beat. We got you over a barrel. Have an attitude of fire in you. Have an attitude of fire in you. If you're going to go, take them with you. That's an attitude of fire. Let me put it to you in another way, because some of you don't get that aspect either. And I mentioned this story before on other channels, you know, when I pointed out, you know, how immigrants from Vietnam that were leaving the island at one point in time, when the U.S. military was leaving, the South Vietnam Vietnamese were getting on boats that were overloaded, knowing that they were going to die. If they got on those boats, that there was a good chance that they were going to die. They had no out. It was either going to be, you know, killed one way or another. And they took their chances with the ocean, with a boat that was, at best, you know, weak, at best, to get to the shorelines across the Pacific. Anyway, they endured and they survived. Some survived, some died. But there was no out. There was no option. There was no, you know, stick your head in the sand or up your backside or whatever it is you do and hope it's going to pass. There was nothing. It was either do or die. That's it. And when you're in a position like this, where you're being targeted, you're in a position of do or die. That's it. There is no compromise. There is no making a deal. There is no nothing. Not a thing. It is do or die. So when we're looking at what to do, number one, when you get those thoughts going through your head, fight back. Get up. Fight. Get up and stand your ground. Stand your ground. All you got to do is stand your ground. Number one. Number two, recognize that this is bigger than you and you're going to need help. I would have a talk one-on-one with the Great One. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the Almighty. Because this is going to drive you into the hands of God, one way or the other. You'll either stand before Him or you're in His hands, one way or the other. So you may as well get over whatever pride you got and have a talk. Number three, get together with other targeted individuals. The problem with a lot of you targeted individuals is you're afraid to talk about it. Because if you talk about it, people are going to ostracize you and they're going to say you're crazy, what's wrong with you. understand this. When you talk about it and you get people telling you, okay, telling you that you're crazy, blah, blah, that's the matrix or the artificial intelligence talking through these people, or the devil, if you want to go that far too, the devil or some spiritual demonic force talking to these people to, again, make you quiet so you don't make other people aware of what's going on. So you don't talk about this anymore. So you don't, because if you start talking about it, other people say, hey, yeah, I got that going on too. I thought it was me. I thought I was the crazy one. I thought, geez, what the bloody hell? What, you know, and you'll get people to start to get together. True story. True story. I was gone for a while from this area. I'm from this area originally. And so I left for a while. Really, I had left to go to an island, you know, just to give you the whole concept of the Joe Moses thing. This is what I had to deal with the Almighty. I was done. I was going to go to an island. I was finished. I had it, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't get past the Rocky Mountains no matter what I did. Boom. Couldn't go nowhere. Then God redirected me down to Arizona, where I met a bunch of other good people down there, Christian people, believers, whatever, and they were involved in a war. These people are fighting. I've never seen Christians like this before. These Christians were fighting. They were fighting chemtrails. They were taking on a Goliath of Goliaths at the time. They're taking on genetics. I mean, I say, oh man, these are my kind of people. These guys are fighters. You know. And anyway, it was a good experience. I, you know, made great friends while we're down there. Great, great, great friends. And we stayed together all these years, and we've networked, we've exchanged information, and we've helped and we have supported each other in the process. Anyway, long story short, I wound up back here where I'm at now, and when I got back here, I started telling everybody what I had seen going on in other parts of the country. Well, they all said I was crazy. Tone, you quit smoking them herbs, buddy. Get in your head, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Because everyone knows I'm a herbalist here, you know. Oh, I'm telling you, too, doing too much of the herb, man. Leave the herb alone. You know, that kind of stuff. Put the herb down, buddy, you know. Anyway, told one guy what was going on. He told me I was FOS. No problem, I'm FOS. The next day, he goes to Bingo in Michigan. An 80-year-old woman gets up in the middle of the bus and says, see those effing chemtrails, just like that. This is why I went FN. His eyes are popping out of his head. He calls me up the next day. Hey, what is going on here? This woman got up in the bus. She's saying what you're saying. Hey, what? Hey, and he paid attention. Shortly thereafter, within 6 months, people started coming through my door after I started talking about it, and they said, oh, you see those effing chemtrails? This is how they talk here. We're talking in tongues here. This is how Canadians talk sometimes. You know, we speak in tongues. Salt of the earth style. So it became a slow process, but now more and more people have gotten turned on. Don't shut up. Don't be quiet. If someone says you're crazy, says the crazy one is the ones who doesn't know what's going on, who's assuming that everything's all right in the world because their life hasn't been affected yet. Give it time. If it ain't nailed down, it's going to be shaken loose. That's what the Bible even tells you. If it ain't shaken down, it's going to be rattled loose. So, and that's happening. Everybody had thought that they had security and they had this and they had that and they had the dream of that big house and that big fancy car and that big money-making job and, oh man, the scenario of the married life and kids and all that stuff, and it turned out to be a fiasco, a big lie. The whole thing's a nightmare. What you have to do to get that dream costs you your soul. Primarily, you know, and we're seeing the effects of not saying nothing. So when we're looking at, you know, what's going on today with those of you who are targeted, get together. Now, when you get together, don't start talking to how you're a victim. This is already an assumption that you are a victim. We already know this. When you get together, start thinking, okay, how do we take no prisoners? You know, How do we kick butt and take no prisoners? How do we solve this? How do we go about understanding what's going on with us? Compare notes. Compare what you're feeling. Compare what you're thinking. Don't dwell on the fact that you're being a victim, but share these concepts with each other, because in this sharing, in this exchange, you will figure out how the frequencies, what part of the brain the frequencies are targeting. And then maybe you can come up with an alternative. One alternative is to wear a Faraday cage-like component on your head. Basically, what you would take is some copper mesh with a copper band, create a covering unit where the mesh would cover your head and the band would go over your forehead. This will block the frequencies from targeting your pineal hypothalamus axis and pituitary. This will help you, again, help you maintain. When driving down the road and you notice all of a sudden you go a short distance and you come back and you're exhausted, that's because your head has been hit with high velocity frequencies, because you're moving at whatever velocity you're moving in, 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers, whatever, you know. I shouldn't say 200 kilometers because somebody might actually do that. You know, 100 kilometers, 120 kilometers, which is basically between 65 and 75 miles an hour. For those of you who are still speaking the tongues of MPH, miles per hour. In Canada, we have KPH, kilometers per hour. So, and I can convert. I can, you know, I have that capacity to, you know, interpret the tongues, if you will. So when we do the conversions, it's like, you know, 100 kilometers, 62.5 miles an hour, or I just round up to 65, to 120 kilometers an hour, which is about 75 miles an hour, give or take. So you understand, you're driving down the road, you're bebopping, you're not thinking, zoom, away you go, and now you're getting binged in the head. You got windmills, you got towers, you got all kinds of antenna popping you every which way. And by the time you go from point A to point B, you come home and you're mentally exhausted. That's because you've been hit with a variety of frequencies. So one of the things that really does help is create a Faraday cage over your head or a Faraday hat. Now, you can wear aluminum if you like, but I prefer copper. And so basically you can go online, go on eBay or Amazon, and get the copper mesh they use for rats. It looks like a tubular copper thing. They put it inside plumbing sometimes. Rats get in, they get entangled, and they basically suffocate and die. But you can use these things because they stretch. They go around your head. So you put them around your head, tie a knot at the top, get a band that goes over your forehead, wrap it up around the band, I stitch mine up with copper wire, so the whole thing's copper, and then I wear that when I go out. And I tell you, it does make a difference. When you go to bed at night, put that copper cover over your head and attach a ground to it, a direct ground. You'll be surprised how all of a sudden you can sleep. Now, I've also created a vortex device, which we are going to be showing again. When we're up at the show, we're going to film it. And Dave contacted me finally, and he said, Tone, we're ready to film. So hopefully we'll get going next, not this weekend, but next weekend. And that's some of the things we're going to get up there as soon as we can. The vortex is some of these things that can help you. But start coming up with different types of shielding. Put aluminum barriers in your home, copper barriers, paint with aluminum oxide and iron oxide. Mix it so that you're getting about 7 to 10 grams of each in a gallon of paint. Same thing with or lead. Get about, again, 14 grams of lead paint powder. And mix it in with your paint. Paint the outside and inside. Ground the inside directly to a ground. This will at least mitigate the attacks on you in your homes. If you can find lead shielded shades, we had them. They made us give them away because they were dangerous and they had lead in them. God only knows that they might kill you if you look at them, you know, that kind of thing. Get them, find them. If you got to order them from China or India or Timbuktu, get them if you can. If not, the next best thing then would be to take those shades you've got and spray paint them or coat them with a coating of lead or the iron oxide and the aluminum oxide. You know, I don't give a, I'm not one for, I can be artsy, but I'm more practical. I don't care what things look like as long as they work. That's how I look at it. Now, this will mitigate you being assaulted in your home. There's no guaranteed that once you step outside the house, you're going not to get hit. Now, the next thing is, you know, you have to either go to work, school, or do something outdoor, go shopping, whatever. And you know, the moment you walk out that door, you're going to get beamed and reamed by a beam. Okay, where are some mirror lenses? Number one, the easiest access to your brain is through your eyes. Wear mirror lenses that can be deflective. Wear that piece over your head. Put a toque over it so nobody sees that you've got it if you're worried about the cover. Have the portable grounding unit on. So if you do get hit with a frequency, you can disperse it elsewhere. Wear different types of material, like copper, for instance, copper bracelets. I make a magnetic copper bracelet. What I do is, I'll show you how to do this for those of you who are targeted. Go to your hardware store and buy the magnetic tape. It comes in a roll. It's about anywhere from $5 to $10, depending on what you want. You can get it thick or you can get it thin, whatever your budget allows. These are magnetic strips. What you do then is get some magnetic tape, which you'll have to order. Copper tape, real copper tin tape that you can order online, because I cannot find it. We found it in where I'm at in Windsor here. Order it. Then what you do is you peel off the roll of paint, measure it so it goes around your wrist. So you got the measurement so that you got a little overlap so that you can put, because you're going to put magnets there as well to hold it in place. And then what you do is you tape it up with the copper tape, so you cover it completely. Then bend the magnetic wrist material, and then put a magnet on so that you have the north south, so that when you put it on, it'll clip on by itself almost. So what you do then is tape over that with the copper so that it's completely covered as well. And now you've got a magnetic copper band that can help you deflect some of the frequencies. You can even attach, if you put a piece of copper plating over that and tape it on, you can even attach a direct ground to that piece while you're, working or whatever. So you got a nice piece of jewelry that looks professional, and you can run a ground to it so it can discharge you while you're doing your thing. These are some of the things you can do. Okay, the other things you got to stop doing, you got to quit eating any form of silica and carbon. The silica has been in the grains since 1960. Silica is a superconductive material combined with carbon. That would be your grains. All your grains are non-organic. Anybody who's telling you that you are eating an organic grain, let me explain about organic so you understand how they're getting around this, so you quit getting deceived. Because I talked to a woman earlier today, and she was still kind of, slipping in and out of this organic thing and trying to blame us for all the problems on the planet. So no, I'm not taking the blame. The blame falls on them. Yeah, this is the other thing before I get on to that. If anybody says that we are the problem of the planet, we are not the problem. Especially UTIs. If you get it in your head, you're the problem, we've got to get rid of you, you're useless, you're no good, you're useless, you're no good, you're useless. You'll hear this. You've heard this all your life from a lot of you. You're a bum. You're dumb. You're not, what good are you? You're good for nothing. You've always heard that. That's been the program that's been running amok on us forever. They've been pumping these frequencies at us forever, even pumping them through people, where they're talking and speaking what the frequencies want them to say. Stand your ground. I always tell everybody, God didn't make junk. If we were made after the image of God, as it says biblically, then you are one of the highest creations ever. You're made after God's image. That means you're not junk. That means you have value. That means you have an outstanding worth, since you are reflecting God. You may not reflect God in behavior, but you reflect His image. That means you have great value. So when you hear people telling you this, you then have to say, wait a minute here. God made me after His own image. I have a great value. I may not be of any benefit to this person, but then who cares? That's how you have to look at it. Don't allow anybody to bullshit you into that thinking. We are all of great value, all of us, and especially those of us who are trying to seek the truth and try to live by the truth, contrary to the overwhelming illusion that's going on right now on this planet. That's an overwhelming goal if you sit there and think about it, to try and live for the truth or try to seek the truth in a world of illusion and deception. Now think about that. And if you're doing that, that makes you even more outstanding because you are now at this stage following the principles of your Creator, of God. So when we're looking at silica, Tony, industrial sand for sandblasting. Okay, keep things in context. If you're exposed to the dust of silica dust, whether it's sand, diatomaceous earth, or any other form that's out there, and you're breathing it in, you are breathing in a nanoparticle. All forms of silica are on a nano scale, all of them. And so when they tell you when you're consuming diatomaceous earth that you're not absorbing that, that could not could be further from the truth. That's a lot of horse hockey, pure and simple. What's going on there is it gets into the colon and then it permeates through the colon. You know how they tell you, you know, you get tiny little holes penetrating the colon and they're blaming it on different things that you're eating? Well, those things may exasperate the penetration because it's the colon has already been penetrated through the silica you've consumed. Now, when we're looking at silica, if you go on my website, augmentinforce.com, go down to the directory of content section and access the nano transformation link. In that nano transformation link, you will see in there a PDF research dating back 1960. And you will see how inundated the food supply has been adulterated with this particular matter. And then they try to sell this crap to you in the health food store. It's unbelievable, really, when you sit there and think about it. Yeah, totally unbelievable. How they've turned something that is so toxic into such a deceptive lie to make you consume these things so that you think you're getting some benefit from it. Oh, eat the silica because it is going to deplete aluminum out of the body. Eat the silica because you're going to have longer hair, and better nails. What a load of horse hockey. It's all vanity that they're promoting here. I don't need to take silica to remove aluminum out of my body. Epsom salt will do the same thing, and I need magnesium and sulfur. Silica, you can't break down any form of it. You can't digest it. You don't have the acid to break it down. You can transfer silica into the cells by using silic acid, phosphoric acid, or phosphorus, or even a saponin material. You know, even sunflower lecithin, which is a phosphorus, will transfer it into a cell. But you can't break it down. And once it gets into the cell, then what happens? It shuts down the capacity for your cells to talk. Let's give you an example how this works, shall we? Oh, I hear music. So when we come back, we're going to have an example about how silica can really screw you up. All right, talk to you in a bit. Hey, I think we're back. We're back in the saddle. Okay, let's talk about silica. Silica gets into the cells. All of a sudden, the communication network stops. Let's see how this could work on the body. Okay, let's say a cancer starts to form down at your ankle. And your body normally would have an activation to the DNA, which then would trigger an immune response saying, hey, we got a cancer going on down in the ankle. Send some of the guys down there, take care of it. So, anyway, that's what would normally happen. But instead, because the network is now not communicating with itself, because the silica has shut down the communication network with itself, the cancer now keeps on thriving, keeps on building, keeps on manifesting, keeps on going. Till all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you've got a swollen something or another going on. You go to the doctor, he does the x-ray, he says, oh my gosh, we got to take off your leg, you got cancer, oh man, we never seen it so bad, it's eating you, you ain't going to live another week if you keep this going. And then you freak out, get the amputation, which could be avoided. All you would need is a little bit of a turpentine and more DMSO and flush it out, flush out the cancer. But this is what's been going on, and this has been going on for about 5.5 decades. Now, how is this working for everybody? Let's take a look. Those of us from the 50s generation, I always speak about those people because that's where I'm from, the 50s generation. We have been accumulating this crap for over 50 some odd years. Some of us are in our 60s are feeling the pains of aging. That's not the pain of aging. That's the pain of poisoning. See, every 7 years we're supposed to regenerate a whole brand new body, but it can't regenerate completely because it's inundated and saturated with 5.5 decades of poisoning. So until we start flushing out that poisoning and keeping it out, then the system can rebound. But they don't tell you, and then the foods they tell you you should be using, like dairy products, for instance, fermented dairy straight from a cow or a sheep or a goat, straight, not this processed, pasteurized crap. Now, if you're getting yogurt that's been pasteurized, that is an exception because after they cook it to death, they do load it back up with bacteria. Now, you can take milk that's been pasteurized and all that crap. You can heat it up, add the bacteria, and then culture that milk and bring it back to life to some level. Because once that bacteria breaks down all that sugar, now what you've got is protein and bacteria and nutrients, which now your body can't absorb. But you have to ferment that dairy in order to get it. But these products, these unpasteurized milk, has transfer factor, colostrum, GCMAF in small minutia amounts, and other proteins that fight and boost the immune system's capacity to fight and regenerate the DNA as well. But they say, oh, people are the only people in the world drinking milk. These are idiots. These are moronic idiots. Because when you look at everything that God has given us, I mean, he does mention the concept of milk and honey. You're going to a land of milk and honey. Why would he mention milk and honey? I mean, are we the only species on the planet that eat honey too, and other than the bees? You know, seriously? This is a true superfood. This is a true health food, which they are also corrupted because they know the value that's in the milk that can help in restoring and regenerating the body. And how it can keep you from, again, rapidly aging, protecting your DNA. But do they tell you this? No. What did they tell you? Oh, it's no good. You shouldn't be drinking milk. No. Get the soy in you. And get the rice crap in you, too. Get that pea protein. Oh, yeah, you got to get the pea protein in. If it ain't the soy, get the pea. Why are they telling you that? Because pea protein is no different than soy. It does the exact same damage. See, people get all caught up on some of the stupidest crap. Oh, I don't want to eat an animal product. What's wrong with drinking milk? You're not eating the meat, but the milk does have value. The yogurt has value. The kefir has value. The cottage cheese, that all has tremendous value. Butter gives you butyric acid, which without, you cannot protect your colon from parasites. Holy jumping. You shouldn't eat butter because you might get, you'll keep the parasites away if you keep doing that. We got to be friendly to everybody. Oh, we got to be friendly to the parasites. We got to let them move in. Oh, we got to give them a home. Oh, we can't be anti-parasite. Oh, man. I'm probably going to hear that one day. Somebody's going to tell me this, and I'm going to think to myself, oh, what was I thinking? I'm telling you, God gave you a brain between those ears. Use it. Don't be entertained. These goofball gurus that come out here with their bullsh are doing nothing but entertaining you to get you to approach your bling gene or this need to spend money on useless garbage. The food you should be eating, they're telling you not to. And the crap they're telling you to eat isn't fit for a pig. Oh, man, you should get your glyphosate-loaded grain. Oh, it's got glyphosate. It's organic, though. Oh, yeah, it's got the USDA. It's good for you. It's organic. Now, let me express to you how this works and how they get around that baloney. The farmer does what he's supposed to do. He buys the seeds. It's not supposed to be genetically altered. Okay, not saying that he would do it, I'm just saying he goes out there to get the seed that's good. He prepares the land so the land doesn't have anything on it. So now when he plants the seed, he's getting the seed with non-GMO, supposed non-GMO material coming up from the ground. The moment the chemtrails hit that soil, it's done. No more non-GMO. It is now GMO. It has been genetically modified just from the chemtrails alone. There's no way around it. Then, if you are spraying any form of pesticide, which the organics guys have to spray something, if it's on a nanoscale, it is no longer organic. None. And then, when they harvest the food and they're spraying glyphosates on it at the harvest time, it is no longer organic. It's treated organic. It's a treated organic component. So, when you hear this concept of organics, we don't have any, period. If you're buying flour, oh, it's from an organic, blood, it's organic, look, organic flour. That's a lot of horse hockey. They were sprinkling silica dust in the silos with that flour. They mixed it in there. You now have a nano metal mixed in with your flour. Oh my gosh, there goes it's been genetically engineered now. So they're saying, well, what are we supposed to eat? Man, from what you're saying, everything is contaminated. Bingo. Bingo. Finally, the light has turned on. You have to learn to neutralize. If you don't learn the neutrality aspect of things, you are going to constantly reload and reload and reload. You're still doing it anyway, but if you know what you're doing, you can mitigate or minimize the reloading factor. I'm pointing this out to you because I want you to think. I don't want you to assume anything. So, Tony, is butyric acid in vinegar as well as butter? No. Acetic acid is in vinegar. So you have acetic acid in vinegar, you have butyric acid in butter, propionic acid in dairy, and you have lactic acid in also dairy, fermented dairy. Those are the acids that are required by the body. You need all four acids. If you don't have the acids, you can wind up with parasites. You can wind up with a whole host of health issues because your body isn't able to break down and convert some of the things that need conversion. So when we're looking at what is required, okay, and what is needed, That's how you have to start thinking in today's time. When you start modifying your diet, now for you targeted individuals, I went into this rant here because I'm trying to make a connection to you. For you to be targeted, there has to be some access point to you. And I've mentioned silica because silica is a superconductor. What's even more conductive than silica is carbon, which leads me to the next pile of rubbish. The carbon C60 fullerene crap. It's an antioxidant. Oh, it does all this blah, 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 blah. One study I saw showed this. 9, 10, 12 studies said it was poisonous to the genetic code. Then I thought about it. I said, okay, how is this working? So then I thought, well, maybe this is just a bogus study. More than likely, it's what it is. But this is what happens when you eat a carbon fullerene. So you understand this. This is for you targeted individuals, so pay close attention. This is a material that is not a semiconductor. This is such horse hockey. I don't know who came up with this bullshit. Carbon fullerenes are superconductive to such a point they have absolutely no resistance whatsoever. You flash a light, you flash sound, you flash electrical, you flash magnetic. It's a full-on 100% transfer rate from fullerene to fullerene to fullerene. That's why they use it, because of the rate and speed you can remove things through it because it's so conductive. It's not a semiconductor. Number one, that would be a lie. Number two, they have loaded this stuff up now in a olive oil. That's why I think they're doing it. And there was some research on that too. The olive oil acts as a liposome, and then when you mix the two together, it carries the carbon 60 fullerene into the brain. Now, isn't that because your body can't break it down? Your stomach can't break it down. The colon can't break it down. So it goes into the liver. Now, everything from the liver goes directly to the brain. Well, it's bound in a fat. It's a liposome at this point. They might call it an emulsion, but it's the same. It's a liposome. Hits the liver, goes into the brain. Now, if that carbon fullerene has a program algorithm into it, guess what? It's just downloaded it into your brain. You've just been hacked. It's a hack job. And it will transfer that data into your brain, overriding your brain. It may even be starting the assembling of the great tether that they want you to be tethered to. Consider what I'm telling you here. Anything you're seeing in the health food industry right now, even in PubMed, a lot of it is just pure crap. They're combining green tea with nano gold. They're combining turmeric with nano gold to target cancer. And it's killed about 99.9% of the cancer. It's not the green tea or the turmeric that's doing it. It's the nanoparticles. The nanoparticles are now killing everything. They forget to mention a slight little detail here. Yes, it did kill the cancer, but it also started killing the healthy cells around it as well. It started killing the healthy tissues around it as well. It started killing the blood cells around it as well. It started attaching itself to your genetic code and broke down the DNA as well. It attached itself to the double helix and the broken strands of your DNA as well. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that. When you read these things, start reading toxicological effects of carbon fullerenes. Now you have to think in your own mind here for 1 second. A carbon fullerene is 3 times harder than diamond, 100 times harder than steel. How are you going to break that down? How? How can you do it? If you fire a high-powered laser beam at it, the best you can do is crack it. And your brain is an electrical conduit. It's constantly discharging all kinds of electrical impulses up there. This is the perfect superconductor. Wrapped like your cell. Now think about this now for 1 second. Think about this. Your cell is a membrane wrapped around with a lipid. which then has capacity to have information in it that can transfer to other cells. Guess what they just did? They created a cell-like component to transfer information to your cells. This is a hijack from hell. That's what this is. And you may start looking at this as what it is. This is a means of transferring information through a carbon fullerene. This thing can take up to a terabyte of data. That's one tiny nanoparticle. Imagine having a bottle full of this stuff and you're consuming it. Oh, I feel really good. Yeah, it's more than likely affecting the cannabinoid area of your brain. You can't have a drone with a sense of humor. You can't have a drone that can laugh or feel emotion. Oh, that gets in the way of programming. And if we have what Elon Musk says, we're going to have a tether in our head. Oh, hell, we just started the construction here. Because once that tether is attached to your brain, guess what? You no longer are you. You are now part of the AI family. You'll probably be wearing a chip on your hand and forehead on top of that so that the program can be complete. It can seal the program in you when that happens. You are no longer part of the Almighty at this point. You are part of a machine. Your DNA has been interfaced directly with a machine. You are no longer reflecting the image of God at this point. You're reflecting the image of a machine. And that's where this is going. There is not going to be any escape here, people. You know, either you are of the reflection of God or you're of the reflection of the machine. That's what's going to boil down to. What are you going to do? Choose what you're going to be, because that, and then walk in that walk. Those of you who are targeted individuals, this is what's been going on. They've been assembling a circuitry in you through all kinds of means, through the silica and other things. And for you, the way to get this going, you got to reduce the load. You got to strip this out, and it's going to be work. There is not going to be an overnight success here. You're not going to be one day, unless there's divine intervention, unless God himself takes a hold of you and sets you free from it personally in one day, then it's the only way this is going to happen. Unless there's some magical or something that Brian 396 and I might have overmissed. So I'm pointing this out to you, so don't get discouraged. You're going to have to go through a detoxification on a daily basis, and you're going to have to go through a refortification on a daily basis. And then you're going to have to start thinking how to defend yourselves against being targeted with frequencies that can cause anomalous effects to hit your body. That's where we're at today. We're in the year 2018. The year 2018 is the year of the artificial, nanobio, transgenic, epigenetic, genetic takeover of mankind. That's where we're at today. It's been going on for quite some time, but never have I seen it this flagrant, this much, this powerful. And for those of you who are saying, well, man, what are we going to do? You are going to study to show yourself approved under God. Under God. Start studying. Start following. Start not believing, but acting. When you read something, don't just read it and park the book. Read it and build it. Understand what you're building. Gain the knowledge through experience, because once you gain the knowledge through experience, nobody can take it from you. Nobody can BS you. Nobody can cheat you. Nobody can weave you or lie to you. You are seeing it firsthand what it's doing. And if you're seeing it firsthand of what you're building based on what you've read and what you're doing, then keep on going. Keep on going. You may be the one person out there that may actually come up with a solution to help all TIs across the board. Network with each other. All TIs need to form some kind of network or communication grid somewhere through either Skype or other things, and start coming up with solutions. Okay? You need to do this, because that's the only way we're going to happen. Okay, I'm getting near the bottom here. Holy cow. I'm going to talk real quick about Brian396.com. Brian and myself collaborated very intensely. We still do to this day. We're doing our research. We're bringing it together. He sends me stuff. I send him stuff. And this is how we've worked. And we've also went and got other people that we're also sending stuff to. It's gone global now. And he's now put together a site which is going to give you some pretty good information on how this whole thing works. He went into a whole different realm there to actually see how this thing actually does what it does. You know, he's looked for it. He's got it. Go check him out. Again, Brian396, Bryan396.com. Okay? So go check him out. And then you can call him and talk to him. We'll do him some good. Well, it'll do everybody some good. He's extremely knowledgeable. There's nobody else other than myself and him that right now at this stage, there's others, I'm sure. I mean, others were catching up. But at the stage where we're at right now and what we've discovered and what we've been doing, he's a little ahead. You know, he's on that realm. I'm a little ahead in another realm. You know, and we just basically put it out there. We nobody's charging anything. Which here it is, bang, here it is. Use it. Help yourself, you know. Don't surrender to the fact that you might be helpless, because you're not. Okay. He actually discovered this, talked to Gwen Scott before I did. I talked to her too before she passed. He tried to actually get the information to Carnicom. Carnicom would have nothing to do with it. Nothing. He called me up out of the blue. I said, well, let's take a look at it. He says, that's nano, bud. Never forgot that. I said, I don't know what it is. I don't think you do either, but let's take a look at it. And we went from there. We went from there. You know, he had already done the homework. He had already done the legwork. You know, I was looking at agrobacterium while he was doing the nano. So, like I said, you know, we've had some pioneers, or you had Gwen Scott. She was a pioneer. She was the one that actually discovered this crazy crap. And then Brian was the one that actually found that it was actually nano that was behind it all. I've been looking at the constructs of this nano and how it works and how to neutralize it, you know, how to get it out. He's been looking at how to get it out. So we've all been collaborating here, you know. So again, go check him out, Brian396.com, you know. Also check out byebyebluesky.com. Go on her health link and look at the nano Morgellons link. You can see the stuff coming out of people from all over. You can see the stuff coming out of the food supply. Somebody said, well, I don't want to look at that, because if I look at that, I won't be able to eat it. You know how retarded that sounds? That's what some of you say to me on the phone. You know, you get on the phone, well, I don't want to know, because if I know, I won't be, I can't eat it then, because I'll have nightmares, and I'll just play, and my head, it's, oh, no. Like I said, you know how retarded that sounds? You don't want to know that you're being poisoned to death so you can continue eating the poison. You know how ridiculous that sounds to me? I always tell people, well, you know what? When you're ready, when you're dying of cancer or some autoimmune disorder, give me a call back. If I have time, we'll talk, you know. Well, some of the things I hear, you have no idea. So anyway, check out Bye Bye Blue Sky. As I mentioned, Bye Bye Blue Sky and myself are going to be in the Toronto Convention Center this weekend. It's here. Oh, my gosh, it's here. So we're going to do our best to show you what we got to keep you informed. You know, and keep you informed and keep you ready and able, and to show what we can show you, you know, to keep it going. So that you can better protect yourself. And the more of you TIs that get together, and the more you start brainstorming, don't say anybody's stupid. If somebody sees something, listen to it. If somebody's hearing something, listen to it. As bizarre as some of the things are going to sound, again, pay attention. All right, I think we're done with the show here, right? I think there's another part coming. So I'm not sure. I think we had another part coming today. So if not, if so, we'll continue on. If not, Then we'll see you next week. Either way.